Federal employee overall satisfaction with their jobs falls for the fourth year in a row. That's according to the best places to work in the government rankings from the Partnership for Public Service and Deloitte. The partnership notes a big problem for the government is private sector job satisfaction is headed up. Sean Morris is director of the Federal Human Capital Practice at Deloitte. He's looking at the rankings and what they mean for your agency. Sean, thank you very much for coming on the program this afternoon. We see a lot of the usual suspects at the top of this list. We see NASA, we see Commerce, State, the Intel community, the Justice Department at the top of the large agency list. We see FDIC at the top of the mid-sized agency list, and some of the same folks that we see on an ongoing basis and the small agencies and the agency subcomponents list. There's a lesson there I think we can talk about in a little bit, but overall, as I mentioned, the numbers are headed down and there doesn't really, unfortunately, appear to be a floor. Am I off target as I try to understand these numbers? Sean, thanks for coming on today.
Thanks, Francis. It's a pleasure to be here. So clearly the numbers are down year over year. It's a four-year trend that we're seeing here, and they're now the lowest that we've ever seen in the 12 years that the rankings have been done. But the question I ultimately ask myself when I look at the data is, are we at or near the bottom of this negative trend line? And I think there are a number of issues out there that point to some positive indicators that suggest that perhaps we are at the bottom of that trend line. So a couple just for starters. Firstly, this is the lowest drop we've had, in fact, the lowest movement we've had in almost 10 years. So it's sort of evening out. Secondly, 43% of agency scores actually increased in these rankings, and that's almost double over what we saw last year. Of the 10 categories that make up the questions, two actually increased, one stayed the same. Last year, all of them decreased. So there are a number of bright spots on the horizon here. It's certainly a mixed bag, but I wonder if we're starting to see a bottoming out of this negative trend line.
Those are some pretty compelling data points, Sean. I normally am a glass half full guy, but in the vein of the glass being half empty, if there's a 43% increase, or 43% of the agencies experienced an increase, that means the rest of them didn't sufficiently badly enough for the overall scores to go down. So while all of the points that you make are quite logical, I wonder if that means this job will be even tougher for the agencies that are headed south if the overall atmosphere may be bottoming out.
Well, certainly some agencies had negative scores this year. And there's, if you look at the large agencies, it's actually a really interesting analysis. So eight of the top 10, and there are 19 in the large agencies, eight of the top 10 actually saw increases. On the other end of the scale, the bottom scale, seven of the bottom nine saw decreases. So to your point, certainly some are going down and are continuing to go down a little bit, and that's a challenge. But at the end of the day, we're definitely seeing a change in many agencies looking to turn this around. And there's three factors that I think ultimately will help in that turnaround for any agency. The first is have a strategy. And many agencies out there today have a number of different programs in place around employee engagement, around employee morale, and they get stuck in the stovepipes of that particular agency or department. They never see the light of day in the broader agency. A strategy will help that, and we've seen successes at NASA and Department of Labor this year, for example, with that strategy. The second point that I think is absolutely critical is have the leaders own that strategy. So both the careers, the senior executive service, as well as the politicals. And once you, the federal worker starts to see that those senior leaders are owning it and taking it seriously and really doing the blocking and tackling that it needs, I think we'll continue to see movement. And then the third point is go long. And what I really mean by that is these do not change overnight. Many of the agencies that are at the top and remaining at the top have been actively working their strategies for many years, and that's why they're at the top.
The we just have a couple of minutes left. The one of those that I want to talk about is the strategy. because I think it connects so well to number three, Sean, the go long strategy. Understanding that you're doing this for a long period of time and that the goal actually is not to raise your number. Your goal is to make your workplace a better workplace for the people who are there. It strikes me that the most logical way to do that is determine the one or two or three things that you can change in the however long you expect to have a shot at changing your agency, and then build your strategy around those few things with an eye toward laying the groundwork for whatever comes after that.
I think that's fair. The one thing I would say is each agency and department differs, and it's ultimately the mission and the size of the agency and the type of individuals that work at the agency that will determine what needs those individuals have in terms of morale and engagement. So ultimately, there's no one clear action that can take place. This is not a check the box. This is a continuous strategy that needs to be put in place by these agencies to see positive impacts going forward.